Good morning, a taste of Rashi for the day. The Torah juxtaposes the mitzvah of Lo Tvashel Gedi B'Chalev Imo and follows it with Aser Taseret Kol Tvuat Zarecha Yotzeh Asadeh Shana Shana. Rashi addresses this juxtaposition, the smichut between the two mitzvot of not cooking a kid in its mother's milk with the chiyuv of doing Trumot and Maasrot and Bikurim. And Rashi says, Mayin Yan Zay Tzazeh, what do they have to do with each other? Rashi says, quotes the Midrash, it says that Hashem is Ki'ilu telling us that, first of all, don't cook a kid in its mother's milk. And then afterwards he says, make sure to do Trumot and Maasrot and Bikurim. And he says, and if you don't do the Trumot and Maasrot and Bikurim, then you're going to force me to do what's in the previous Pasuk, which is to cook a kid in his mother's milk, meaning to destroy the peirot, to destroy the produce while it's still growing by sending an Easter wind or a bad wind to destroy all the produce. So Ki'ilu, he's turning Lo Tvashel Gedi B'Chalev Imo into a Mashal, and doing a play on words in order to explain the very next pasuk, that if we don't properly tithe our produce, then he'll destroy the produce while it's still in the fields, just like a kid would be destroyed, kevyachol, in its mother's milk. Shavuot Tov, Shabbat Shalom.